Ah, the fine sound of Joe Cocker there. World famous, of course, a big star of Woodstock, but our Joe was born and raised in these parts. Yep, this month we're in Yorkshire. As the saying goes, Yorkshire born and Yorkshire bred, strong in the arm and thick in the head.
Have you ever eaten Yorkshire bread?
It doesn't mean bread, it means bread, B-R-E-D, as in bread in Yorkshire.
Have you ever eaten bread in Yorkshire?
Oh, Jesus. Jarvis Cocker and Pulp there, another famous musician from Yorkshire. And to be more precise, Sheffield. Sheffield is in fact home to more than its fair share of pop stars and bands, including Joe Cocker, Pulp, Def Leppard, The Human League. It's also famous for steel, and it's the UK's biggest steel manufacturer, which is why one of the local football teams is known as the Blades. So let's move a bit further north now to another city with a crap football team, Leeds. Here we are in Leeds, famous for its prostitutes and a man with a hammer that used to go around killing them, the Yorkshire Ripper, one of Britain's most notorious and dangerous serial killers ever. Some claim to fame that is for the city. The other is its crap football team, as I mentioned. The Yorkshire Ripper had the country living in fear for years. Women were scared to go out at night, men were being stopped in the cars and searched, and eventually the police caught him by accident. We're going to head up into the hills now and take in the beautiful scenery of the Yorkshire Dales.
How do, veterinary?
I'm not the vet.
How do, Mr. Harriet?
I'm not Mr. Harriet, I'm not the vet.
Where is veterinary?
I don't know.
Can you cure me, Effer?
I can't help you.
I think you need go up the back passage.
I'm not the vet.
I think it needs veterinary's touch.
I can't help you.
I think you need your gauntlets on.
I am not putting my arm up that cow's anus. I don't care how much you're going to pay me. I'm not putting my arm in a cow's anus. Well, we're still here in the rolling hills and backwards sheep farming country, and I'm looking at a huge white rose at the side of the motorway, because this is the border between Yorkshire and Lancashire. It's marked by a huge stone pillar with the white rose of Yorkshire on one side and the red rose of Lancashire on the other side. And the significance of that is that there was, in 1455, the War of the Roses. And I don't mean the film starring Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The War of the Roses was a series of civil wars fought in medieval England from 1455 to 1487 over the English throne between two branches of the same family, the House of York and the House of Lancaster. Both descended from Edward III. The Lancasters had seized the throne in 1399, but the Yorks felt that they were the rightful rulers. Henry IV, who was the first Lancastrian king, came to the English throne by force. He made his cousin Richard II abdicate and then seized the crown himself. So the Yorks wanted their throne back. The Lancasters' emblem was a red rose and the Yorks' emblem a white rose. The Battle of Bosworth is one of the most important battles in English history because Henry VII, a Lancastrian, defeated King Richard III, a Yorkist, and he was the last English monarch to die in battle. After the battle, Henry Tudor was crowned as King Henry VII, marking the beginning of the 118-year reign of the Tudor dynasty, and Henry, don't forget representing the Lancaster family, married Elizabeth of York, representing the York family, which reunited the two families. Henry then created the Tudor rose that contained both the white rose of York and the red rose of Lancaster and symbolised the end of a struggle between York and Lancaster. History lesson over then. It just remains to reaffirm that Lancashire won and is much better than Yorkshire. And if you look at the Tudor rose, you'll see that the red rose is much larger and in fact surrounds the white rose. Bloody Yorkshire. Let's get out of here and back to modern life. Next month we'll be in the nation's capital, London, before finishing our UK tour in the heart of the nation, Manchester.